Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400, FM 93.3. Of course, our Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, powered on Facebook Live by our good friends at Arvest. Hi, Miss Dory. How are you?
Hello. Hello. Happy Friday.
And to you, too. We got a big day coming up here pretty darn soon.
Just want to remind people to put the National Day of Prayer on their calendars. It's always the first Thursday in May, which this year is May 6th. So it's kind of later in May. Sometimes it's the first or second or whatever, but it's May 6th. But we want people to put it on your calendar. Again, we'll have a community event. Last year, we ended up being at the community center outside because of COVID and all, but we were still able to have our celebration outside. This year, we get to be inside at the community center. So we're very excited about that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an evening event this year at the community center. People don't need to make a reservation. Just come 7 o'clock in the evening for a time of prayer. There'll all be some desserts and drinks and all too to be able to get some refreshments for it. But just a time to get together as a community, unified effort. A lot of churches coming together and lifting up our nation and the different needs that are in our community together for prayer. The National Day of Prayer has been going for many years now. I think this is like maybe the 70th year that they've been doing it. Mm-hmm. It's a national act of Congress to make this a special day and a special occurrence. But more than that, it's just truly a tradition. It's a special time where people can look forward to getting together from different churches and praying for the needs that are in our community. Like I said, it is a unified effort. Deb Cook is the chair for it, and she couldn't be here today, so I'm kind of stepping in to just let people know about it. It is something that has sometimes been at other locations in the community. We've done it in a lot of different ways, but this year it will be at the community center with just about an hour and a half of time to get together in prayer. We've got a lot of community leaders who will be coming forward to pray. I do know a few of them. I'll go ahead and mention that. Deb Cook herself will be offering the National Day of Prayer. That's a prayer that we said across the nation, but also we'll have a praise band who will be leading some music. We've got repentance prayer that's going to be led by Dwight Shipman of Deeper Roots Ministries. Sharon Wolf, who represents Moms in Prayer, will be praying for the family. Ramon Barboa, who's retired U.S. Air Force personnel, he will be praying for the military. He's also an associate pastor for Greater Grace Church. And he works with Voice of the Martyrs as well. Praying for the church will be Victoria Baye, and she is actually a missionary in Africa. And she lives here, but she goes every year and to her home country of Nigeria and does a lot of ministry work over there and all too. And so she'll be praying for the church in general. Praying for the workplace, I believe will be Sheriff Owens and maybe Scott John Copeland or whatever too. So Sheriff Scott Owens will be leading prayers for the workplace. Mm-hmm. Education, we've got Joey Edson from Madison Middle School. He's the principal there who will be praying for education. Steve Kolau will be praying for our government. Keith McFaul will be praying for the media and arts. And then there's a couple others I'm not quite sure of, so I better not mention that. But our closing prayer will be offered by Reverend John O'Neill, who's the pastor of St. James Catholic Church here in Bartlesville. And so we've just got a lot of people that are involved. Like I said, I might be missing somebody because I'm on the committee, but Deb has been putting a lot of this together, and so she might have some updates that I'm not aware of, but my whole point of sharing some of that is you can see it truly is an effort for a lot of people coming together to pray. Sometimes in the past we've had just pastors praying. This time it's a lot more people who are in ministry that's kind of our focus this year for it. The theme for the National Day of Prayer is Lord, pour out your love, life, and liberty, which comes from 2 Corinthians 3:17, and 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And so, again, we'll be kind of following that same theme, the National Day of Prayer organization, which is centered in Colorado, Colorado Springs. They put out the national prayer as well as different suggested prayers that you have. So we'll have a leaflet that will have that at that evening that people can take home and pray. We'll also have a list of our representatives from everywhere, from president on down to our city manager and mayor and school board and all of our leaders who are for us. And that list is updated every year for us by Gary Kirkpatrick. And he makes sure we've got all the update. We've got the Secretary of Energy, the Secretary of Education. I mean, we've got the sheriff, we've got the governor, we've got the representatives. He puts this complete list together for us so that people can take it home and lift up these people who are leaders for us in prayer on their own too. So, you know, it truly is a community effort, and we just want people to make sure they have it on their calendars. We encourage churches to encourage their congregations to come. And if you'd like any maybe graphics or any information for your bulletins or for your PowerPoints or whatever you might have at your church that you'd like to be able to promote it at your church, you can just give me a call here at the station and I can forward you some of that information too, and I'll be glad to do that. We'll have more here on our website as well at the radio station. Mm-hmm. So if you go to BartlesbyRadio.com, I know that Tom will put up some of the information for it as well, and so people can follow through. But this is just a heads up to start talking about it, thinking about it, putting on your calendar, inviting your friends and neighbors to come as a community to come together and pray for our nation and for our community.
Thank you, Ms. Dory. I appreciate you coming in, pinch hitting for us today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, so I love to share it.
I know it is.
Okay.
All right. We'll have more coming up here in just a little bit. You've been listening to our Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore.